Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, there's other big news happening in the land of the Bears. Monday morning, we're at the back half of May right now. There's word from around the league that the league meetings in Orlando this week will feature a special briefing by the league and the Bears to the 31 other clubs about the progress report of the stadium that they are trying to get built and launched somewhere. Right now, as most of the world knows, it is a two-horse race between Arlington Heights, where there used to be horse races, and Hammond, Indiana, where there's some refineries and some other things across the border in Indiana. The Illinois State Legislature, for people that need to know this, are in their final 2 weeks of the spring session. It will close on May 31st. So there is a push, I think, for a bill to be pushed through in form that can be voted on by both the House and the Senate. We have some audio that we're going to play in a minute by J.B. Pritzker. But knowing what you know now, Kevin, from sources that there will be this special briefing in Orlando on Tuesday in front of the whole league, what do you make of where we stand now in a situation that seems to be spinning its tires in the mud way too frequently?
I wonder if somebody at that briefing is going to raise their hand and say, hey, George and Kevin, you guys got lapped by the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
Saw that this morning, that the Nashville is going to host the Super Bowl in 2030. And I believe I saw our friend Pat Norton posted that if you look at the timeline in terms of when the Bears bought the land in Arlington Heights versus when the Titans started their conversations, that should be the Bears having the Super Bowl celebration. They don't even know where their stadium's going to be built yet. That's a little embarrassing. You know, there's a lot of reasons for that, and you can put blame everywhere. We've done so for 4 or 5 years, but I guess the update's going to be we're doing our best, and now we leave it in the hands of Springfield.
I would hope there would be a little bit more specific detail created in that briefing to say what exactly is happening in Springfield and what is being done to massage the mega projects bill that the Bears are trying to get pushed through Illinois in a way that would suit all parties and then allow them to pursue their vision in Arlington Heights, which, as you mentioned, I mean, we're talking June 2021 when the bid for that property first went in. So we're coming up on a half decade here in a matter of weeks. And it would be,
that's two head coaches ago, by the way, Dan.
was Matt still the head coach at that time?
Matt Nagy was still the head coach
at the time when they put that bid in on that property. Holy cow. I mean, a lot has happened in life. Let's just say that a lot has happened in life since June of 2021. But this morning, Governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, was asked about the progress of the stadium. They also, as you may know, and this is important to note on the front end of this, Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago keeps going out publicly and saying the Bears need to be in Chicago. The Bears need to be in Chicago. And he's really the only one saying this at this point. That has been soundly and roundly rejected as not viable at this point. There's not a site. There's not a plan. There's nothing. And yet the mayor of Chicago still keeps trumpeting this stuff as if he's trying to make this last bid to keep the Bears in city limits. And so that was part of what was brought up to J.B. Pritzker. Here's what the governor had to say on Monday.
That's a conversation between those municipalities and the Bears, as to the prospects for passage of a bill or, you know, what might happen with the Bears. I mean, I would say I know that the mayor has no plan. He has come up with no plan at all about how the Bears would end up in the city of Chicago. So that's problematic. I'd love them to be in the city, but we're 3 years in now and he still has no plan. So the Bears have said publicly, and I think they said so last Friday again, that they have now only two options, and that's the state of Indiana or Arlington Heights. We would like them to stay in the state of Illinois. And so I'm fighting hard to make sure that they can do that. And also, very importantly, because my North Star is protecting the taxpayers of Illinois, that we have something that works for the state of Illinois that's fair, as we are being fair with other businesses that want to come to Illinois or expand here, that we're being fair in the allocation of support for a business expanding in the state while also protecting taxpayers across the state.
Are you promising you can get it done before May 31st?
You know, that's in the legislature's hands, as you know. I mean, I put the structure of a deal together with the Bears. And now the Senate has some work to do. I think, you know, they're going to make changes to the bill, no doubt. But I would expect that we'll see something before May 31st and that they would, both houses, the Senate and the House, would vote on that.
That audio and video posted to X by Brennan Moore of Capital News Illinois. Thanks for that. Obviously, you hear some optimism in the voice of Governor Pritzker there in that he believes a vote will occur in the next 2 weeks. And obviously, we've got the Memorial Day holiday coming up this weekend. But that was pretty emphatic in terms of the optimism that they will have something that will come up for a vote before we get through this month.
Yeah, generally, if the governor of most states wants something to get voted on, it will. So, and I credit the governor for being a lot more eloquent when talking about the mayor than I think I would have been. And I'll say this quickly, Dan. I assume the mayor of Chicago listens to Take the North.
It's possible.
I just, why wouldn't he? I'll say this. And I said, and you know what's funny, Dan? The comment I'm about to make, I think I made this exact comment 5 years ago about the previous mayor. No one is going to blame Mayor Johnson if the Bears leave Chicago. Nobody's going to blame. It's not going to be his fault. I just assume that this like last ditch, you know, politicking is because he doesn't want to be known as the mayor who lost the Bears. Yeah. No one is going to say that. It has nothing to do with Mayor Johnson or the current administration in Chicago. There's a zillion different reasons that the Bears are going to leave Chicago, and it's not going to be the mayor's fault. So, and I say this as somebody, and you are with me, that we're just tired of having to go through this over and over again. So let's just move on and see if they can get the deal done by the end of the month.
So you're giving the Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting hug. It's not your fault. It's not your fault speech and letting Mayor Johnson cry on your shoulder when this gets announced that it's going to be in either Hammond or Arlington Heights.
It's not his fault. It's not the mayor before him's fault. It's not the mayor before her's fault. I think it's actually your fault. It might be, honestly. It's a lot of people's faults, but it's not the mayor's. So if that is the inspiration for trying to get in the way of this bill passing, I would just remind them that it's not, no one's going to blame them.
Well, and it's a reminder to you and I that we need to have John Greenberg on speed dial to follow this vote here sometime in the Illinois State Legislature in the next couple of weeks, and for him to handle that here coming up.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.